All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And every Monday at 4:20, it's time for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, the Chris Young Show presented by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Well, yes, very well. It's always a fun day with Evaldi taking the hill, right?
Well, especially kind of given the circumstances of the weekend. And, you know, you turn the page and you move past. We had a tough weekend against a good Philly team. And now we've got Arizona here. And we have, what I think is the best or one of the best pitchers in the American League going tonight. So it's a great thing for us, and excited to get back on track, and there's nobody better to get us back on track than Evo.
Now, you mentioned the offense. Is that normal variance from your perspective?
Well, no, not really. I think that the reality is, normal variance would be a few guys getting cold at once, not seeing, the majority of the lineup going cold altogether. And so I'd like to say that, we did expect to score, 7-8 runs like we were doing for a period of time, or 5 or 6 runs. We knew that at some point, especially against good pitching, it would come back down a little bit. But to kind of, take a big step backwards, that wasn't the expectation. And I still believe that our offensive unit, our hitters are better than what they showed this weekend. And if we're gonna make a push here, we have to be better.
What was the cause of the lack of production?
Yeah, there's just multiple causes, but I think just the quality of the bat and the ability to handle the fastball. We just seemed late. We didn't seem on time, and not hitting with runners in scoring position, not getting the job done with runners in scoring position. Each game we scored early, and got leads in a couple of those, and then just couldn't continue to put pressure on the rest of the game, and not coming up with a big hit. We get a leadoff double, and then we can't drive them in and score that next run. And it changes the way the last few innings are played, too. It changes who we bring into the game from a relief standpoint. It changes who the other team brings into the game in leverage situations. And that's why playing ahead is so important. And we just didn't do a good enough job of continuing to add on and put pressure on the other team. And, you have to give them credit, too. We faced 3 really good pitchers with Philadelphia. But like I said, if we're going to be a team that's capable of winning a championship, we have to beat good pitching at some point.
You brought up Evo and him getting the ball tonight, and there's no better person to take the bump. I mean, what he's done this year, and really since he's been a Ranger, has been incredible. What stood out to you, and what's the case for him as we're all trying to rally? He deserves to be the Cy Young in our mind this year, CY.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think there's going to come a time at which we will make a strong push campaign for Evo. I think the biggest thing we need to do right now is to get back on track and to win, and Evo continue doing what he's doing. But, there's a lot of baseball left, and he's got, I think 9 or 10 starts left. And so that's a long, long way to go. And a lot can happen in that time period. So I think he's going to be focused on continuing to make good pitches and have good outings. And for us, focusing on the team goals. And as we get closer to the end here, if he keeps up what he's doing, I certainly think he deserves as much recognition as anybody when it comes to an award that honors the best pitcher in baseball.
Jock Peterson's been a bright spot offensively. What have you seen from him? What's been working?
Yeah, this is the Jock we expected when we signed him. This is just a really quality at bat, somebody who every time he steps in the box can do damage, and also is going to have a disciplined approach and be able to really put pressure on the opposing pitcher to make pitches. So it's been fun to see Jock kind of get going here. He's an infectious personality. And so to see him, have some big hits and see the energy that he brings is really, really good. Now, the goal is to get a couple more guys going well like Jock. And if we can bunch those guys together, I think we'll get back to scoring some runs and getting back to winning.
Did you guys ever get close to having to consider shutting Jock down for the rest of the year?
You mean in terms of the health?
No, I mean just for performance.
That was not a consideration.
Chris Young here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, any regret not overpaying for a hitter at the deadline?
Well, I think the reality is that the hitters that were available to us and the conversations we had with teams, we just didn't have that opportunity. So I would love to have said we could go out and upgrade our offense and line up in a way that would have been meaningful and impactful. The reality is that opportunity wasn't there, and you're a little bit at the mercy of the market. So, what that overpay would look like and what would make perhaps, the fans happy, probably was not the right decision in terms of, one, what was available to us, and two, just the reality of what the cost of the bats that were on the market were and kind of where we lined up from a prospect standpoint. So, no, I think we did make our team better. I still believe in this team, and I think the best performance, the best improvement that we can have to our club is the internal improvement of our own, that we have really good players, and my expectation is that we get the best out of those players. And, I think we're getting there with Jock, and we got to get there with a few others.
Hey, CY, was there something bothering Phil when he took the mound yesterday in the top of the inning? That didn't seem like his type of a performance with him out there.
No, not that I'm aware of. I didn't get any feedback post game on anything bothering him. He came in, hit the first batter, and that guy came around to score. So nothing specifically that I was aware of. So, no, but I think, he's a really good pitcher. He's been good for us thus far, and I think he'll continue to be very good pitching meaningful leverage innings for us.
How are things looking right now health-wise for Evan Carter, Sporzy, Malley?
Yeah, Evan just finished a live BP, looked really good, was driving the ball. Really positive to see how good he looked today in the live BP. He'll go out on rehab tomorrow. And the expectation is, it should be a short rehab and he'll rejoin the team. We miss his at-bats in the middle of the lineup, just the quality of his approach and what he can do against right-handed pitching. So we certainly are missing that right now. Tyler Malley is continuing to do well. He's building up on his throwing program, should be getting off the mound here within the next week to 10 days. And from there, starting a build-up progression to get him back to action. And then Josh Spores, we've taken off his rehab assignment. Was dealing with a little bit of dead arm, little fatigue, tried to reset him. And so we're going to begin Josh building back up again here soon. And the hope is that the stuff will take another jump and he'll be an option for us at some point. But we've got a little ways to go there.
Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. I guess against Arizona here, some replacement level starters, tremendous opportunity this week to get the offense going, huh?
Look, it's the big leagues and every opponent is tough. But I do believe that our offense is much better than what we showed this weekend. And the expectation is that these guys are going to bounce back, that they're going to show resilience and perseverance and a fight to allow us to get hot here. And that's what we're going to have to do to make a run. So, there's no doubt these last 10 days have been disappointing, but, I do believe in this group. And I think when they're motivated and they're hungry and they're playing the game the way they're capable, that we can beat anybody independent of who that is. So, we've got to go show it. So it's time for us to go do it, to get it done and, to play up to our capabilities. And, like I said, if we do that, I'm confident that we can beat, just about anybody in the big leagues. And certainly this week we should have a good week.
CY, is that the most frustrating thing, is you kind of feel like that it's kind of a two-step forward, one-step back approach a little bit with your team, that you're not having the consistency that you feel like that, hey, okay, we're going on the right path, we're doing the right things, we're playing, because you play great defense, you pitch, the hitting has been sometimes, it comes and goes, but has that been the most frustrating thing, that you feel like you do make some progress, but then you kind of revert back to some other things that are keeping you from winning games?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. I mean, I can't sit here and, tell you that, 10 days ago before the deadline, we were 5 or 6 games over 500 and made some headway in the division, that, that this wasn't a team I felt wasn't capable of winning the division and going for it. And that was part of our calculus and decision-making going into the deadline. And then, to make the team better and add the pitching we added, to get, a couple guys back on a health front, and feel like we're getting to a good spot, and then have kind of the disappointing, stretch here. I think we're 3-7 since the deadline. I mean, to me, that's not acceptable. Right. That's not who we are, and that's not the way that we should be playing. And so the expectation is higher. I don't do well with underachievement. And, you know, I do believe that there's a better version of these guys in there, and it's time for that to come out. And I believe it will come out. I believe in all of these guys. I know how hard they work. I know how hard they care, how much they care. And you know, if they go out and they play with fight and grit and passion and determination and those intangibles that I talk about often, I'll take us against anybody. I didn't see that as much this weekend. I'd like to see more of that. And if we do, I think that we'll be in a great spot. Our pitching will give us a chance. We've been in just about every single game. There was one blowout game against Philly that got away from us late with a rookie having to pitch the last two innings. But up until that point, it was a 4-1 game. And so with any offense this past weekend, we come away with at least one win, maybe two and possibly three. So it needs to get better. It can get better, and I believe it will get better.
How'd you like the DeGrom start over the weekend? 8 punch outs, 1 walk, 6 2/3. It looked like he was kind of getting back to being himself.
Yeah, he was great. His stuff was really, really good. The quality of pitching, the finish on the pitches, the swings. Jacob was tremendous. And, you know, was disappointed that we couldn't get more runs for him. You know, he had no margin of error, and eventually Philly kind of broke through and got a couple there in the seventh inning to knock him out. But the reality is that if we had kind of pitched from ahead, if we had played from ahead that game, you know, Philly may not have gotten those runs, and Jacob may have gone seven strong. So, you know, it was just a tough outing in terms of, you know, the result, but Jacob pitched great, gave us a chance to win.
What'd you think of that wild Adolis Garcia snag there, barehanded? I don't even know how in the world he did that.
Yeah, that was something else. So I was glad he made the catch, most importantly. So I hope that we'll continue to make those catches. And hey, our defense has been very solid all around, all season long. We're an elite defensive team. And if we continue to catch the ball, you know, our pitchers are going to benefit. And then it should take some pressure off the offense, too, because we don't have to score as many runs to win. But we're going to have to score more than we did.
How do you and Boach look at, like, the season winding down? Do you want to get into a playoff mindset right now, or do you just keep going day by day here as the, I guess, the pressure really ratchets it up from the media and fan perspective?
Well, I think the reality of where we are in the standings, we're looking up. And we've got to win. And we didn't build what I call the collateral in the first half, or the cushion in the first half, to give us a margin of error in the second. So we've got to play good baseball, and every game matters. And I'd like it, you know, Boach is managing that way, and I'd like us to approach it that way, that we can't give anything away at this point. We got to go out and win. And I don't think that's added pressure. I think it's just the reality of where we are. And, it just means we need to do what we do best and play our best baseball. And if we do that, I think the results will take care of themselves.
Well, you're the man, CY. Thanks for answering all of our questions, even when some of mine are a little awkward. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all good. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get hot here this week. So thank you, guys.
Right on. Salute. There he goes. The Chris Young Show, here every Monday at 4:20, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and brought to you by PlayScore. And, yeah, it's a big series here tonight. And, yeah, the Diamondbacks, obviously they traded away one of their better pitchers, and they have not had a healthy rotational year. So it's a big opportunity here to light them up. And, man, you know, what I was getting at with, like, is this normal variance? You know, do you look at your struggles as, hey, we're still doing our job, but the ball didn't get put in play, or we got some unlucky mm-hmm. breaks? I mean, he really, you know, didn't want anything to do with that idea. He's no. like, man, we're all not hitting, and we need to start hitting ASAP. So
it's amazing the amount of confidence he has in his team when his team shakes it every day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and they do. I mean, he does not waver from that. You know, that, like, he believes. Now, maybe privately he's sure. He's thinking, like, well, man, I didn't do a good enough job. But his ability to just keep confident of his ball club, I think is something we can all learn from. But, man, I'll tell you, that would be tough being over there and feeling like that, hey, we're playing well, and then all of a sudden we're not playing well. You know, it just – no consistency at all there. But I think the biggest thing is they've been inconsistent really all year, you know, winning games and the way they're losing games.
They've just been bad on offense all year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like you're sitting there and you're looking at one of the best defensive clubs and best pitching clubs in all the game. So it's like, damn, I mean, we've got everything kind of figured out. If we could just average 5-6 runs a game, you're looking at arguably the best record in Major League Baseball.
Well, if you need some Cowboys confidence, we will attempt to do just that. I vented several times about what happened Saturday. Who are Cowboys players that had a positive Saturday night? We'll get to that here coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.